show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
It's like a party in my ears and everyone's invited.
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here are your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama with Chuck and Craig. I am Chuck.
And I'm Craig.
Whoa. That was way too serious.
Hey,
this
baby.
Is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all the feedback from the geeks. This is the network show for November 16th, 2009. This is the companion podcast, or so we like to think of it. Kind of like Doctor Who and his companion. We have Technorama yeah. and its companion, and this would be it. This is where we
click
gather up all of your... or in our case, the retardus. Did I just say that?
You guessed
wow.
it.
Wow. We gather up all of your email, voicemail, Twitter comments, and whatever else we can find lying around the gutters of the internet.
Sorry. Okay.
That's got to be Lenny's vehicle.
Oh, boy.
So, if this doesn't make any sense to you, you might want to go back one show and have a listen. And there will be other pieces and parts that people are making comments, and we'll kind of help you along as we go. Am I making any sense yet?
No.
Okay. Well, I would like
to be brutally
just
honest. No.
This show is sponsored by Citrix, the fine makers of GoToAssist. GoToAssist Express can help you with your remote diagnostics and troubleshooting problems. If you're like me, and I know I am, you'll have lots of people calling you with computer problems, and half the battle is seeing what's on their screen. If you can't mm-hmm. see what's on their screen, well, that's the other half
Forget
of the battle
it.
That I just mentioned.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
GoToAssist Express lets you quickly and easily attach to PCs and Macs. Easily, you mail the person a URL, and they're basically connected. Real fast, real easy. There's nothing for them to install. And you'll be in and out, save time, save money, whether they're across town or across the globe. File uploads, chat, one push-button diagnostics, lots of great stuff in there. I want you to try GoToAssist Express free for 30 days at GoToAssist.com/techpodcast. That's GoToAssist.com/techpodcast and try it today. We appreciate
hey,
that.
If we two dorks can do it, you can too.
And we have.
Yeah.
Wait, you called us dorks.
Yeah, just move along.
All right, we have
like
one voicemail this week.
Wow,
that's all. And
really?
It's from our. We've got no Mark in Memphis. We got no Bruce Barr. But I'll say part of that is probably my fault for not getting you the audio file until what was it Thursday night?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I was like, hey. As a matter of fact, I started to re-edit using the October 25th, and I went, wait, that's not right.
October 25th, 2005.
Yeah,
it's all we can find lying around.
2005, our Halloween episode.
So we have a voicemail from the Bad News Robot.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Chuck and Craig. This is the Bad News Robot. I have bad news for you. 5 in binary is actually 0101. Sent from badnewsrobot.com.
Oh, that is bad news.
And yeah, that I was just gonna say the same thing. Thanks, BNR. Beaner.
Beaner.
I think
Beaner.
That's what we gotta call him, Beaner. Yeah, well, the debate rages on, I guess. It's 0101 if you've got a 4-bit brain.
You know, that doesn't have the same marketing ring as 101.
No, it doesn't. And it's not on Neo's door either.
Or,
you know what?
Oh, yeah.
The Starbucks in downtown College Avenue, Appleton. Mm-hmm. His address 101. He's going to take a picture. We're driving. Julie's out for some practice driving after church this morning. We're going right through downtown Appleton. And I went, hey, there's 104. I look across the street.
It went more like this. Wait, stop.
I said, yeah, we got to take a video, a photo walking through Appleton sometime. Just for stuff like that.
Yeah. You should. Sad. Actually, I see 101s all the time.
Let's reach into the mailbag.
Letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day. Mailman, mailman, mail today.
Reach right out and pull one out.
Those letters. I love those letters. Let's find out what you've got to say.
Oh, boy.
Mailman.
I like it when the chat room kind of says, oh boy, with it.
And rip. This is the interactive show.
That's right. And you can be part of that, by the way.
That's right. Go to chuckchat.com/webcam Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, or whatever time it is in your part of the world. And you can join us live. And we've got some new toys that I'll get into in just a... Actually, you know what? I've got a way to show what's on my desktop now, so you don't just have to sit here and stare at Craig and me. You can see these pictures and videos and things. It's kind of cool.
So you too can look at the Klingon porn as he's seeing it in real time.
I've got nothing.
Defend yourself.
No, there's nothing to defend.
Okay.
Truth hurts.
Yeah, sure.
Email from Yorga regarding AZERTY keyboards. Remember, we thought it was just a typo for QWERTY? No,
sorry,
turns
wait
out...
Wait a minute. Hey, Chuck, I'm sorry. But so I guess at work they forgot to block the Klingon porn as opposed to the regular porn.
That's right.
Sorry.
Who's they? And who forgot?
Yeah, I don't know. Those IT guys, they're kind of squirrely.
Yorgo writes in, he says, hi, Chuck and Craig. This Wikipedia article may interest you, and he points to an article on keyboard layout. There's a section for Belgian. I didn't know there were so many different keyboard layouts. You know, usually we think of QWERTY and Dvorak, and that's it.
Yeah, well, I knew there were at least the two that you just named, but
right.
I didn't realize that.
No, there's more. He says, but for some stupid reason, over VNC/RDP/other remote stuff, it's mapped to the US layout. It also sucks in most games since... the WSAD default keys for movement have been remapped to ZSQD. That would be tough.
Yeah.
No, you look at, there's Q.
Look at it. It's like the bottom row isn't even filled with characters.
There's, all right, starting at the top, there's a million keyboard layouts in here. Depends what language, of course. There's QWERTY in Canadian, Czech, Danish, Italian, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. There's Quartz. Sounds like a disease. Oh, man, mm-hmm. I got the Quartz.
Oh, by the way.
Czech, Hungary.
Hey, by the way, the chat room wants to see what you're seeing.
I'm looking at Wikipedia. You want to see? They want to see the new toy in action here.
You just announced the new toy.
I'm not
going to.
Okay, you want. I'll just show it here. You like that? It's a piece of. It's a piece of Wikipedia. QWERTY, AZERTY in French and Belgian, QZERTY, the non-QWERTY keyboards for Latin scripts. There's just dozens and dozens of keyboard layouts.
I guess there's a lot of needs out there, so yeah.
This one looks like a piano. Keyboard of a letter-printing telegraph set built by Siemens and Halske, St. Petersburg, Russia, circa 1900. Well, that would be a cool keyboard. That would be kind of a steampunk thing.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can grab this little region over
there's
here.
There's the Neo layout. That's what he was using in the Matrix.
What Neo layout?
Right below the Dvorak, the Colmac, Neo.
Neo.
There's a knock knock key. Imagine that.
Knock knock.
Quick, push the rabbit key. All right.
And he sends a link to you also on. How to make a brainshot cocktail. But we're not going to get into that because this is not the drinking game. Jan Peters also writes us one. He says, hi, Chuck. Also, a link to wikimedia.org on keyboard layout. So he sends us a JPEG. Let me see if I can pull that one up on the handy dandy thing here. Nope, don't have it handy. Sorry.
I
just keep looking at you do.
Wow. Yeah, just click on the link.
I would, but I'm asking this poor laptop to do more than I should at this point. So I'm going to jump to Geek Dad, Bob in Michigan. Since we're low on voicemail and email, we're going to do a top 10 thing. Actually, it's not really top 10. It's from Geek Dad, Wired, Wired.com. 10 geeky laws that should exist, but don't. We won't get into all the details. Number one is Monroe's Law. A person in a geeky argument who can quote XKCD to support his position automatically wins the argument. I like it. You know, I hear that the time.
Yeah.
I heard Dr. Pamela Gay quote XKCD.
You know, it's a very geeky cartoon. And I'll tell you, people kind of slam it a little bit for having just stick people and the sort, but...
Well, sometimes it's not safe for work either.
Well, I think it's not necessarily for the art as much as it is the writing. The writing is very good on it.
It says, this law supersedes Godwin so that even if the quote is about Hitler, the quoter still wins.
Okay.
Number two, Lucas's Law. There is no movie so beloved that a special edition, in quotes, prequel or sequel cannot trample and forever stain its memory. Tolkien and Rowling's Law. No reasonably faithful movie adaptation of a book will ever be quite as good as the book it adapts. Thus, great movie adaptations can only be made out of truly amazing books.
Because it kind of raises
you have to start really high.
The ratio of goodness to not is lower. So, something.
Summers and McCarthy's Law. There is no dangerous unscientific theory so preposterous that no celebrity will ever espouse and advocate it. Number five, Jobs' Law. No matter how well last year's cool tech gadget still works, it will seem utterly inadequate the moment the new version comes out.
Okay, see, that one is pretty true.
Savage and Heinemann's Law. Blowing up stuff is fun. Blowing up stuff in the name of science is awesome.
I can get behind that.
Starbucks and Pete's Law. C8H10N402, better known as caffeine, is the most wonderful chemical compound known to humankind. If the field of chemistry had never identified or produced a single other useful compound, caffeine alone would be justification enough for its existence.
I would say alcohol. ALH, what is the chemical thing for alcohol?
Ethyl alcohol. I don't remember what the... Number eight, Wilbur's Law.
Actually, wait a minute. I think it's PBST, no, Pabst.
PB is lead, dude.
You drink that.
Yeah, that'd be good drinker, for you.
Man. Yeah, I'm going to put my liver and get some work done here.
Number eight, Wilbur's Law. Bacon makes everything better.
True.
Number nine, Comic Book Guy's Law. There is no detail of a movie too brief. Oh, wait, we can do this better.
There is no detail of a movie too brief or inconsequential to become the subject of an hours-long diatribe.
Nuff said.
Can't you just picture that guy from Dragon Con?
Dragon? Yeah. Well, he looked like him. I don't think he really sounded like him, but yeah.
He was close enough. As close as you or I.
Yeah. He didn't look like the comic book guy.
Number 10, the unified geek theory. At present, the president of the United States, the wealthiest person in the United States, and the most trusted newscaster in the United States are all geeks. At the same time, movies based on comic book characters are routinely taking in hundreds of millions of dollars. The only reasonable conclusion is, we've won!
The geeks shall inherit the earth. Yay! We did it.
Excellent, Mr. Smithers.
Excellent.
Our plan is working perfectly.
Actually, on your webcam, the bacon picture kind of looks like some brains or something sitting there.
Yeah, it looks like shaved beef or something. It doesn't quite look right. Yeah. It's just not right.
No.
So you like that little webcam thing?
Yeah, I think I do. I think I've used, was it CamTwist or something like that? They kind of do the same similar thing. I don't know. But you are in Windows, right?
The chat room says lead is good for you.
Yeah. Get the lead out. Woo.
Another letter from our listeners today.
Thank you, Jan, Jorga, and Bob. I almost had a...
three brothers.
I knew that wasn't going to come out quite right.
Jan, Jorga, and Bob. I thought it was Jan. I thought it was actually Jan Peters.
No.
Didn't we have this talk a long time ago?
Did we? I thought we settled this.
I don't know. What we'll do is we'll dub in. I'll dub in won. Jan and Jan.
I thought I won. Because yeah. He sent me the same thing, so I figure he's from... He sent me the thing about the keyboard, so he knows about the French and Belgian, so sounds like Jan to me.
Okay.
The problem I have is there's a guy at work named Jorge, which is spelled just like Jorga, and now I can't say his name with any confidence anymore.
Yeah, see, I was going to say that actually Jan is actually what our audience is doing with this conversation.
Easy there, buddy. There's self-deprecating humor.
Claudio
and then said
it first in the chat room.
Oh, dang. Yeah. Well, if that's Claudio, I'm going to have to work on the chat room thing on the regular show. All right, that brings us to the end of the show. We appreciate your support. We have to work on our indents for this show template. Everything's at level one. That could be a problem. I can't read level one.
You can indent.
There are many ways to show your love. You can call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT. You can put Chuck Chat in your Skype listener line. If I don't get one of those mandatory Windows updates that reboots my machine, we'll work on that.
Hey, by the way, you know what I love is at work we have these checkout machines.
Yeah.
And they're, of course, if they have Windows on them. Well, I borrowed one while my Mac was in the shop, and I'm using it, and right in the middle, I mean, I've gotten 10 minutes, 30 minutes into work, something like that, into something, and it says, pump, we need to reboot your machine. And it's one of those boxes that you can't close.
Oh.
You can only pretty much click yes to reboot.
So save so often.
Like, we'll see. Think about that. I don't know if your help desk actually doles out checkout laptops like ours does, but I'm thinking, why don't you do those machines updates manually? That way they don't pop up in the middle of somebody's presentation or something.
Right, right.
My 2 cents.
Thanks, because we're about to take over the loaner laptop distribution at our service desk.
I mean, yeah, okay. Well, think about it. I mean, if you've got five or six, eight, ten laptops, why can't you just manually do those updates on your own?
Well, because there are some things that have to go out in a certain day, like zero-day exploits. You don't want to be waiting around. But the thing is, if you're using a loaner laptop for a presentation, gosh darn it, open it up like a day early and get those patches done. Don't open it up at presentation time and expect things to work. That's just silliness.
Well, I would say that I would only push out the critical ones, you know, the major ones, and just do the other ones when they get checked back in.
Yeah. We'll have to figure that out, see how it goes. Anyway, we're still closing out the show. Email us at technorama@chuckchat.com. Flag us on Twitter with #Tech101, or visit our fan page book on Facebook. Nice touch, Craig. That wasn't there last week.
Oh, yeah. Working on everything, man.
If you're totally confused and want more information, visit our website, chuckchat.com, for all the other good stuff. We're there. We love you. And Craig just fixed the indent. Google Wave is a wonderful thing. That was totally awesome. I wasn't even watching. I just look up again, and the document has changed.
Even more awesome than having a wiki.
that was cool. Look at that. He just took out some indents. I mean, some spare lines. That was cool. Yay. All right. Yeah. You're kind of freaking me out. It's spooky here.
You misspelled a word here. Let me fix that one, too. No, I'm just kidding.
Thanks to following people for donating their time and talent to help keep Technorama going. Mad Marv for providing great blog content. I got this purple Craig tag flying around the screen now. Ustream, who keeps Armada's live stream going on Sunday nights. It's freeno.net for the chat room. And You're messing me up. I'm not even paying attention to the what, music.
Wait a minute. I was thinking you usually complain about me adding links before, right before the show.
Yeah, now I can see him during the show. That's lovely. I won't have the window open. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with all of the great podcasts over at farpointmedia.com. Go there. Take a listen. Lots of good stuff. Lots of friends of ours. So take care of your friends. Or we'll... Whatever. I've totally lost track of where that was going.
Yeah, okay.
If you're getting this show the old-fashioned way by clicking on the website, consider subscribing for free to get it automatically delivered to you. It's quick, free, and easy. Just send us an email, technorama@chuckchat.com, if you want more information. Until next time, tell a friend about Technorama. And as always, a binary high five.
101 to you and your geek friends.
This concludes side one. Please turn over and listen to side two.